Well, all my family on my mum's dad, all she has four brothers and they all play rugby, so all my cousins play rugby. I did play football when I was younger, up until I was 15 or something, 14. And all my family, every birthday he was a rugby ball there, every Christmas he was a rugby ball there, so I had to kind of start playing rugby. So I had to go from there when I was 14, and here I am.
Followed your brother across to being an adopted Geordie. You enjoying Newcastle?
Oh yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, when I first came here, when I was in the academy, and really, yeah, from there I really enjoy it. And then now 3 years on, the same. I can only complain about the weather.
You can't complain about the weather. It's beautiful out here. It's a beautiful autumn day here. We're absolutely fine. You didn't start off as a hooker though.
No, I used to play, obviously follow the dream of fly half kicking and all that when I was 15, then moving to the back row when I got a bit slower, a bit bigger, and then came over here as back row as well and converted to hooker a couple of years ago now.
And the experience at Dowling Mountain Park playing National One rugby must have helped in terms of hooker's a specialist position. You need to get game time, don't you?
Oh yeah, it's definitely there's so much technical and tactical stuff that you pick up training, and then there's another part of it that you pick up with experience and hitting scrums and throwing line outs and obviously stuff. I had a tough time every now and then throwing, having like a bad day of the office or going backwards in scrum or something like that, but things you overcome. And obviously, as I always say, I take anything on board that the boys tell me, the coaches tell me, anything to try to get better and better. And obviously, I still believe there's so much room to improve based on experience.
You can always improve. Even most experienced players can always get better, but you must have improved enough for the guys to have the faith to. I mean, you've started your first Premiership game this season, and that must have been an absolute dream.
Oh yeah, he's quite like a dream come true. Obviously, when I first came over here, he was just the ultimate goal to play Premiership. To again, there's so much to improve, but kind of feeling there, I got there and I did it, and I felt that I could done that, and obviously trying to get back in there whenever the Prem is back.
I mean, we've got four hookers here. Scotty's at the wrong end of his career. I know he won't mind me sort of saying that, but we've got three young boys who are sort of fighting it out for places. I mean, they all seem like good blokes, as well as being competition for you. It must be a good environment to be learning together in.
Oh, it's a great one, to be honest. Last year we were four as well, plus David Nelson, who left to Donny. But I just take from everyone, like I say, from everyone, whatever they tell me, when we're doing scrums, when we're doing line outs, things that they feel, things that I feel and ask. And obviously the experience that Scotty has, not many had that amount of games, international games, always playing top flight. So I just kind of ask him and see what he feels in this, I don't know, line out, scrum, whenever we're doing it. I just kind every now and then I go back to him and ask him, and he's happy to help me as well. So it's really like a healthy competition between us, really.
That's the positive thing that everybody at the club sort of talks about this year. The squad is bigger. The competition is healthy for players. It's making players just extend themselves that little bit more, maybe. And it's a lot easier for a young player like yourself coming into a team that's happy with itself and winning rugby games. And that's exactly what this club is this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that we don't have, we got players with massive experience and they play in high level, but we don't have those kind of rock stars, you like to call it. Everyone is on the same page, and you go to talk to people like Toby or like Maxime and guys that play like World Cup finals, and they next to guys that just came into a professional environment, they talk to them like they were same shoulder to shoulder, same person. You just, I think that's a thing that drive us together to the results that we're getting.
Well, the game is a squad game. It isn't even just the 23 that are on the field, because there's injuries and the squad can change from week to week. And this is the opportunity. The Anglo Welsh has historically been the opportunity for the younger players to get an opportunity. But it's not going to be easy. You're up against Wasps, who are not an easy side to play against, even though the A team did a job on them earlier in the season down at Broad Street, I think you played the game at. It's going to be a difficult game on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, like you say, I was down there in Broad Street this at the start of the year. And the people these out there playing is the most of them coming back to the team or getting a chance, and people that haven't had like that many game time during the season. So I think everyone is really eager to go and get it and do a job on them. And obviously we're ready. We all with the energy to the top. And I think down there in Coventry it's going to be a tough one, but I think it's going to be a good chance for us to like show what we can do and that we're ready to be there as well.
Is it going to be a problem maybe in that players are desperate to put their hand up to be in the frame for first team selection? Is there a possibility that players may try a little bit too hard individually and the sort of team ethic may get lost a little bit in this game, or is the team ethos too strong to allow that to happen?
No, I think the we all know the basic of our attack and defence patterns and things and how we build our game, and even though we're all really eager, like you say, it could happen. But I think we got enough, like the mindset is clear there that we can overcome things like that, and I don't think it's going to be an issue.
At first team level, Wasps are renowned for throwing the ball around, playing showbiz rugby, if I can sort of use that. Is that the sort of game you're expecting from them down at Anglo Welsh Cup sort of level? Are you expecting them to be very expansive, or will it be a much tighter game than that?
Obviously, we expect a different personnel, but like I said, every team has a plan and has the game plan. So we're expecting them to play that way. But also, I'm assuming they expecting us to defend like we defend every weekend in the Premiership, in the European A team, or everything, just going forward, go like tackling and stuff like that. And I think we got to stick to our game plan and see what they can do with us, and then less worry about them and more worry about us, I think.
So turn around, they've got to worry about you. Is that the way to look at it?
Yeah, that's what the mindset that we've got to take the game on. I think we know what we can do. And like I say, we're all really eager to do it and we're all really ready for it, and we want to go out there and do it and see if they worry about what we can bring to Rico.